You are Locked On Seminoles, your daily podcast on the Florida State Seminoles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Locked On Seminoles Friday short. That's right. You've got 7 minutes with us to discuss the transfer of DJ Williams. He is a running back that we were pretty high on going into this year. He transferred from Auburn last year, didn't see the field a ton, only had 38 carries for 200 yards. But Drake, I think you and I looked at him and we said, hey, he's averaging 5.2 yards a carry. He's kind of that prototypical, you know, he was LaDainian Webb, but 2 inches taller and about 15 pounds heavier.
And faster.
And we thought, hey, maybe he could find a place in this offense. But we got news today, as we're sitting here, Thursday, June 2nd, that DJ Williams has entered the transfer portal. Now, I want to say the disclaimer, if you enter the transfer portal, you can theoretically take your name out, but like, we haven't seen that. So let's just assume he's leaving. Drake, I want your take immediately. What do you make of this DJ Williams transferring? Is it more a bad thing for Florida State, or do you view this as a good sign about the running back room and maybe he just wasn't seeing, you know, the map to playing time that he wanted?
Well, for one, for me, it kind of sucks because I did see a lot of DJ Williams actually when he was at Auburn. I watched a lot of Auburn football because one of my best friends from law school actually was an Auburn grad, and I saw the potential with him is extremely there. He was a top five running back in the state of Florida for a reason when he was coming out of his year. And to me, well, I think it's a bad thing for depth purposes because now we're stuck with, I think, solely four backs. I think what you texted earlier today, it shows how much faith this staff has in Trey Benson to be the number one back, who was someone that Trey Benson, I think, I've come around on a lot. When he first came in, I was like, oh, he's a running back who suffered a knee injury. We'll see how it plays out. But then you hear practices, you talk to your sources, you see the spring game. He might be the best back that we've had since Cam Akers, and even somewhere between Cam and Dalvin Cook-esque, like sort of productivity-wise, because that's someone we need. Because DJ Williams, I thought was going to be, I wanted DJ Williams to be our RB2, but just maybe, like you're saying, the writing's on the wall where he's not going to get enough playing time, and sure enough, he'll find somewhere to play, but just overall, it just sucks to be wrong, but hopefully, I think this is more of a sign where how good Trey Benson and Treshawn Warden and Lawrence Ofili will be heading into the season.
I agree. Here's the thing. I think that there are room for three running backs on any given roster, provided they're all either A, willing to play their role, or B, there's enough of an age gap where there aren't going to be any hurt feelings if one of them has to take on that RB3 role. I think DJ Williams, going into his fourth year of college, having played first at Auburn, then come to Florida State, he was like, look, he was not willing to play that RB3 role. And I frankly don't know, after talking to folks, if he'd even solidified that number three role. Now, I was high on him. You can see me doing our power rankings. I always had him at my number three. However, we're seeing great things from Lawrence Toofili. The guy can't gain weight, but they really like him in that scat back position.
He's gained like 10 pounds, man. He's putting on some weight. Come on. I think he's being some burgers or hanging
out. You're right. But they see him in that scat back position. And I'm going to, again, this is an independent idea, but the terminology I do steal from our friend at the Nolcast, Bud Elliott, also the Cover 3 podcast. And he always talks about diversity of body type. He talks about it in the receiver room. I think it's equally as important in the running back room. It's so easy to say, look, we just have this running back who's good, this running back who's good, this running back who's good, this running back who's good. Okay, so you got four guys that are good, but what do they offer that complement each other? And if the answer is, well, they're all kind of the same, but they're all good, you don't play all four of those guys. So if you're the potentially fourth or third best of that group, then you leave, right? So we look at the type of running backs you have, right? Treshawn Ward is, I know you're going to contend this term, and I don't mean he'll play every down, but he has the skill set of your every down back. He's not breakaway lightning fast. He's not slow. He's not run over everyone that gets in front of him, short yardage back, but he can run people over if he really needs to. He's not I don't even want to use Dalvin Cook.
He's Darren Sproles. He's your perfect third down back because he's able to provide that capability with his hands. He actually does have really good vision. Just the one thing he does lack is that true home run speed. He can bowl people over, but I think that's more where I was hoping DJ Williams will kind of be in that skill set because It was a thick kid. That kid will definitely run you some people over. He's a bowling ball.
And that's what I was going to say, right? So you look at his two deficiencies are the breakaway speed and the really 3 yards in a cloud of dust type guy. And DJ Williams doesn't have that breakaway speed either. So we thought he could be that bowling ball. The problem with DJ Williams is that we haven't seen him able to do that out of Mike Norvell's run packages. Mike Norvell doesn't like to set people up for those kinds of runs in short yardage. And for better or for worse, this scheme likes to go to the read option because they have decided, and I actually agree with this, that you have a better shot of getting past a D-line that's committing to the run by confusing them about which way the ball is going, using Jordan Travis's read option capabilities, than you do giving it to literally any back and hoping he makes a hole for himself behind this offensive line.
He's also pretty good pulling that too, also.
100%. So you take away the short yardage, and then you've got Lawrence Toa-Philly as your home run speed guy, and now we're hearing Trey Benson might be the best out of all of them. It's like, where does DJ fit in this running back room? And I think that's what he saw, and I think that's why he's in the portal.
I just think it's more, and this is actually probably me talking out of both sides of my mouth, I think with Toa-Philly, more with me, I think the size thing is a concern. I also think that Toa-Philly, I think, is a little more elusive and can be a dynamic playmaker, and his potential might be a little bit higher. I just think that he is someone that possibly could do really well with like another season, probably learning and sitting behind DJ Williams, sitting behind Trayshon Ward. But also maybe like if DJ Williams is going to be taking that role, maybe we'd be talking about how Lawrence Toa-Philly might be the one leaving. And you can't deny Lawrence Toa-Philly on the field has produced more highlight reel type of plays since he's been here. Whereas DJ Williams was not super healthy his first year here. It's just more that I don't know. I just don't know how to really feel about it overall, because I do think that Trey Benson is being shown to be probably one of the best backs we've had in quite some time, because that kid for right now can basically do everything, and he has the body type to prove it too.
Yeah, I mean, the way I see this running back room is simple. If I were to allocate touches, I think you're going to see Trey Benson and Trayshon Ward split, I would say 75-80% of the touches. And then I think the other 20% goes to primarily Lawrence Toa-Philly. Maybe 5%, 10% goes to the field, right? And I think most of Toa-Philly's touches are in those jet sweep packages. They're catching it out of the backfield, things like that. And I think if I'm DJ Williams, I probably make the same decision. Now, where I think it's a bit short-sighted, though, is if he doesn't plan to go to the league next year. Because, frankly, Drake, you and I have talked about this a lot offline. We're not recruiting running backs particularly well right now. And you look at Trayshon Ward's a redshirt sophomore. Lawrence Toa-Philly is a redshirt sophomore. And Trey Benson is a redshirt sophomore. So I don't think it's crazy to think whichever of the three of them has the best year is probably going to turn pro. And that's going to open up another spot, because who's going to fill in that third spot on this roster? The walk-on is CJ Campbell. Maybe he's an athlete. I mean, we've seen him put up huge numbers in high school, but he's still a walk-on. Is it Rodney Hill? We don't really know much of, you know, he's got some potential, but we don't know. So
it's like we like him, but he's someone that, like, you know, let's wait, you know, let's not break glass, because we want to be him to learn and like hitting the bulk up a little bit. But the running back recruiting is definitely something to languish about, which we haven't really touched on that much. I think one of the biggest prospects that we looked at right now is Dalen Smothers. I know we got Stacey Gage on a campus. Mm-hmm. I would love to grab Stacey Gage, but that kid's going to Ohio State right behind Trayvon Anderson.
That's like you buying the backstage meet and greet with Rihanna. Doesn't mean she's going to dinner.
Nope, definitely not. Exactly.
but I look, I think it's an interesting development. And I'll be honest, I wish DJ Williams the best. Hey, man, good luck. Go get yours. Figure it out. I hope he finds a good landing spot. I'll stand by that. I think it was a bit short-sighted, but is the final verdict that it doesn't change our outlook for this running back room whatsoever? I mean, I hate to sound like we just said 8 minutes of words for no conclusion, but
I think it changes the outlook for me personally, because I expected a big season from DJ Williams. I actually thought that he was finally going to capitalize on what I saw of him at Auburn. So I think that would change that, but I still had Trey Benson as my number one. I had DJ Williams actually supplanting Trayshon Ward, but also I'm not the biggest fan of Trayshon Ward in this program, even though he's a very good running back. But I think we're going to be fine in the Astros, because Trayshon Ward, as we've seen before, he's earned where he's at. He's earned to be RB2, honestly, still could be RB1. But with Trey Benson and Trayshon Ward leading the way, I'm actually pretty fine where we're at right now.
Yeah, me too. So folks, thanks for stopping by. If you have not done it yet, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. Make sure you like the video. Make sure you follow all of the social medias. I'm Max. That was Drake. And this was a Friday short edition of Locked On Seminoles.